want to continue this conversation about the war of necessity or war of choice going on in Afghanistan. We just heard from Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he talked about his ideas that the war in Afghanistan is not winnable and we should not pursue it. We're joined now by First Lieutenant Russell Galletti and his wife, Mary Galletti. They've been on the line with us. They listened to the conversation with Richard Haass. Russell just returned home a week ago from his latest tour in Afghanistan, and as I understand, his last tour in Afghanistan. And from what I understand, you guys are celebrating an anniversary this weekend.
Yes, 5 years.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
You just heard from Richard Haass. He's changed his mind over the course of the war in Afghanistan. Russell, how many times have you been in Afghanistan now?
I've been to Afghanistan once and Iraq once.
And has your mind changed?
Yes, I think in the time from getting the mission to going there and now having come home, there's not enough that I can do. I want to do everything to see us win this war.
Mary, what about you? As you have sent your husband off into war in both Iraq and Afghanistan, has your mind changed, Mary?
I think it's a war of necessity. Certainly, I think in particular, if we were to pull out at this particular juncture, we would be inviting resurgence to grow back because we're not actually building any infrastructure. So it feels to me a little bit short-sighted to out immediately and subsequently makes it a war of choice or a war of necessity.
You know, Russell, one thing that Richard Haass points out when he talks about this not being a winnable war is that Petraeus is talking about a delay in the troop withdrawal. But he says, you know, General Petraeus, his mission is this war in Afghanistan, whereas President Obama needs to be focused on the entire world. And therefore, the president has to take kind of a different view of our mission. What's your response to that? Should the president be perhaps looking at this on a more global basis?
I think he is, and he has to weigh the what's best for the nation and all the competing interests in the nation when he decides a course in Afghanistan. And you know, so I think his picture of what General Petraeus has to deal with versus what the president has to deal with is accurate. But I think we do have a lot invested in this, and we need to remain committed to it. I think we can have a strong ally in Afghanistan in the future.
Well, the American public certainly has a much grimmer view of the war than they did when the war began after September 11th. Do the troops share that? How's the morale on the ground?
It's extremely tough. We have a lot to do there. Every troop has a lot to do there. So everyone is, you know, very overworked, but there are good things happening. You know, soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines are all doing good things every day with the people of Afghanistan, with the nonprofits working there, with the Afghan National Security Forces. We all see our micro indicators of success on the ground every day.
Marion, I wonder about you. This has clearly been a very tough year for the American troops and NATO forces in general in Afghanistan, a very deadly year so far. When you are hearing the casualty numbers coming in and your husband was over there in the line of danger, what did you think about this idea of it being a war of necessity? Do you feel at this point that this is a winnable war?
I think the challenge with asking if it's a winnable war is defining what winning even means, right? So I'm not sure that the American people have been told necessarily what winning means specifically, and I think that means, like, how will we know when we're done, right? What's the quantitative definition of we've achieved whatever goal we set out to do? And I think on the micro level, at the individual unit level, at the regional level, it feels like soldiers seem to have some sense of that, but there's not sort of an overall image. And I think that's what McChrystal before him and Petraeus now have really set out to do, and what I think Petraeus is going to try and outline this weekend.
But Mary, what do you think? What do you think winnable is? What does that look like to you?
Winnable to me, I think, is in the short term, relative stability and safety of the government and the people there. In the long term, I think it's creating a space for real economic and social and cultural growth and development. You know, Afghanistan wasn't a barren wasteland pre-9/11. There was real culture and growth before the Taliban came in, and then a lot of that was quashed. So allowing for that to regrow naturally and just supporting the infrastructure is probably what victory means, but that's, of course, a long game, right? That's a 20-year process, something that we can support but don't necessarily need to do with active troop involvement. But in the short term, we have to create the space for that to even blossom.
Well, Russell, what do you think? I mean, you just came home. By the way, welcome home. But you just came home from what I understand is your final tour in Afghanistan. Can this war be won by 2014? Do we need more time?
When the 2014 date came out, we were finishing up our tour, and it was like somebody put a clamp around my heart because I saw all the work that there was to be done, and I started getting very worried that, you know, between now and 2014, there's just not enough time. And I, you know, I want to jump back in today to do everything I can to feel like, you know, we've left it all out on the field as a nation. I think 2014 might be achievable for troop drawdowns, but our involvement with Afghanistan in building their national security forces and providing the security for economic and infrastructure elements, I think that could take decades.
Russell Galletti, First Lieutenant, just returned from his final tour in Afghanistan last week. Mary Galletti, wife of Russell Galletti, and I want to, you guys, I understand, are in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, getting ready to celebrate your fifth anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.